I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs. Because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. And lots of stuff to go through today. We're going to hear some pretty lengthy pieces today. Daddy's a little bit tired. Got kind of a garbage sleep last night. So we've got a couple of kind of strap yourself in and sit back and relax and listen, of course. We're going to start off with one of our country's greatest minds, Marshall McLuhan. The medium is the massage. If you don't know who Marshall McLuhan is, I'm really sorry for you. We'll give you a quick little rundown. One of our greatest Canadians, director for the Center of Culture and Technology at the University of Toronto, author of The Mechanical Bride, The Gutenberg Galaxy, and Understanding Media, and one of his most accessible books, The Medium is the Massage. In 1967, McLuhan published The Medium is the Massage, a short volume which distilled many of his key ideas into aphorisms and brief paragraphs, superbly designed by Quentin Fiore. The typography, layout, and accompanying images witfully illustrate the concept, making this McLuhan's most accessible text. A year after its publication in book, an audio version was released. The recording combines selections from the text read by McLuhan, Fiore, and Jerome Agle with an eclectic mix of musical samples and accompaniment. The LP was conceived and coordinated by Jerome Agle and produced by John Simon. That is the only information that I've painstakingly researched on the internet. This album is somewhat of an enigma. And so sit back and enjoy Marshall McLuhan, The Medium is the Massage.
How do you like it so far?
This last week was like a total breakdown.
I wouldn't be seen dead with a living work of art.
Nowadays, a fact is what has been translated into words of images. Those qualities, these forms to combine facts abstractly upon opinion, public place is wit.
Drop this jiggery pokery and talk straight turkey. The word is out.
What's that saying?
I'm not too often sick about this. It's just a phase.
Medium is the massage. The medium is the massage. Marshall McLuhan, Marshall McLuhan.
Yeah, how about that?
There'll probably be some music, but we'll manage to find a quiet corner where we can talk.
Professor McLuhan is...
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. When two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively posed, put in apposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries often result. The medium of our time Electric arc circuitry.
Electric circuitry.
Profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours instantaneously and continuously. As soon as information is acquired, it is very rapidly replaced by still newer information. Our electrically configured world has forced us to move from the habit of date classification. No longer the mode of pattern recognition, block by block. We can no longer build serial, block by block, step by step, because instant communication ensures that all factors of the environment and of experience coexist in a state of active intellect. Active intellect.
There ain't no grammatical errors in a non-literate society.
All media work us over completely. They are so pervasive in their
personal,
political,
economic,
aesthetic,
psychological,
moral,
ethical,
and social consequences that they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, unaltered. The medium is the massage.
The medium is the massage.
Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as environments.
Everything we do is music.
This year.
We have, there's a friend of mine at Fordham who's on the faculty, and he's writing a booklet called What to Do Until McLuhan Comes. Yeah. We can't.
The French make a distinction.
This is I believe it. I really believe it.
For another paragraph.
It's incredible to think about that. Because he's a very unlikely hero in many ways.
Until writing was invented, man lived in acoustic space, boundless, directionless, horizonless, in the dark of the mind, in the world of emotion, by primordial intuition, by terror. Speech is a social chart of this bog.
The wrath of Achilles is my fear. That fatal wrath which, in fulfillment of the will of Zeus, brought the Achaeans so much suffering, and sent gallant souls of many noblemen to Hades, leaving their bodies as carrion for the dogs and passing birds. Let us begin, goddess of song, with the angry parting that took place between Agamemnon, king of men, and the great Achilles, son of Peleus.
Which of the gods was it that made them quarrel?
The discovery of the alphabet will create forgetfulness in the learned souls, because they will not use their memory.
We don't know who discovered water, but we're pretty sure it wasn't the fish.
I believe it. I really believe it.
The goose quill put an end to talk. It abolished mystery. It gave architecture and towns. It brought roads and armies, bureaucracy. It was the basic metaphor with which the cycle of civilization began. The step from the dark into the light of the mind. The hand that filled the parchment page, built a city.
We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools, epos.
Whence did the wondrous mystic art arise of painting speech and speaking to the eyes, that we, by tracing magic lines, are taught how to embody and to color thought?
Writing did not merely record language. It was a totally new medium of expression and communication which the spoken word came in turn to imitate. Writing encouraged an analytical mode of thinking with emphasis upon lineality.
Once more, please.
The trouble is, I keep thinking of improvements on these passages all the time, with emphasis upon lineality, continuity, and connectedness. In other words, visuality.
Where is A? It precedes B. And B follows A and precedes C.
Please bear it, Nishit Nundam.
Writing was an embalming process that froze language. It eliminated the art of ambiguity and made puns the lowest form of wit.
Should all the quietness be forgot?
The expert is the man who stays put.
Soon all that will be required of us will be 1 hour's work a year.
Writing destroyed word linkages. The simultaneous interrelation between many levels of meaning in the word had to be sacrificed to keeping everything moving on a single plane, on one level. The word became the static symbol, applicable to and separate from that which is symbolized. It now belonged to the objective world. It could be seen. It was a thing. Now came the distinction between being and meaning.
Baby, this thing is bigger than all of us.
Often we don't know what we think until a question is put to us.
Says that all he's doing is describing, not...
John? John who?
Doesn't make very many value judgments or suggestions about what people should do about these things.
Show me something.
For instance, Marshall himself says that all he's doing is describing, not prescribing.
Every new technology creates a new environment in which men live and work. The technology of the alphabet and of movable type. Printing. Predisposed us to think and act in certain ways. Printing extended the emphasis upon lineality. It fostered and encouraged a fragmenting process. A process of specialism and of detachment, a habit of thinking in bits and parts, and step by step. Printing completely changed everything. It changed what men thought of themselves, how they behaved toward each other. It changed systems of government, and so on, and so on, and so on.
And so on, and so on, and so on.
You know, the most favorable moment to seize a man and influence him is when he's alone in the mass.
Printing technology confirmed and extended the new visual stress. It provided the first uniformly repeatable commodity, the first assembly line, mass production. It created the portable book, which men could read in privacy and in isolation from others. Men could now inspire and conspire. It was the print-oriented genius of the Western world that created an applied knowledge and technology unrivaled in human history and learned to manipulate matter, energy, and human life by breaking down every useful process into its functional parts, then producing any required number of each part.
You're feeling like you was lost in the bush, boy?
Just as pre-shaped parts became components of, say, an airplane, human specialists became components of a great social machine.
Compartmentalization of occupations. Compartmentalization of occupations and interests bring about compartmentalization of occupations and interests bring about a separation of that mode of activity.
Clocking it at $40,000 a year. Coming up to Marshall with a copy of the book in their hand, asking for an autograph with absolutely the same degree of abandon and awe that they would do to Willie Mays.
The Balinese have a saying: we have no art. We do everything as well as we can. As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge...
Well, you're right. Lovely, disastrous meeting grounds where 1963...
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate.
Each of these...
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds at which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of pattern recognition.
The highest purpose is to have no purpose at all. This puts one in accord with nature and her manner of operation.
anyone take a ladder to church?
Like easel painting, the printed book added much to the cult of the individual. The private fixed point of view became possible. Literacy conferred the power of detachment, of non-involvement. There's a story which illustrates the a kind of pun that is not customary in literary society.
David Ogilvie, the advertiser.
The story of the Boy Scout who helped a nun across the street.
Tends to begin all his memos with...
And the nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, madam. Any relative of Batman's a friend of mine." The visual pattern of the sculptured costume, starched costume of the nun, bears a certain structural relation to Batman's costume, so that the strange bridge between the nun and Batman is a bit of pattern recognition or visual punning. Visual punning, as opposed to mere verbal punning, is something that is beginning to happen again in our electronic time, and it is one of the pet activities of Eskimos. They delight in spotting visual puns in the ordinary environment in various materials.
Such as?
Stone. They delight to see a configuration in a stone that resembles a walrus tusk or a...
Do you like your job, Professor McLuhan?
America was able to develop and apply swiftly all the consequences of printing. In the book, the newspaper, and by extension the assembly line in industry and organization and markets, because there was no backlog of obsolete technology to be liquidated first. Europeans had to struggle through a long, painful period in order to clear enough room to exploit the new print technology.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
Okay, now once more with more expression, Irving.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
Now hold it. That's part of the script.
Our Renaissance legacy was the vanishing point, the single static viewpoint of the limited optical science of the time. This single piercing view demanded a central point of interest and an undisturbed, restful symmetry to either side of it.
This is the place to see it from, Phyllis.
Good.
The eye, it cannot choose but see. We cannot bid the ear be still. Our bodies feel where'er they be, against or with our will.
Those who write the anatomy of experience...
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of culture.
These divisions in here...
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of culture. The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of cultures.
I've never been here before.
Now for the evidence, said the king, and then the sentence. Now, said the queen, first the sentence and then the evidence. Nonsense, cried Alice so loudly that everybody jumped. The idea of having the sentence first.
The alphabet is a construct of fragmented bits and parts which have no semantic meaning in themselves. Must be strung together in a line, bead-like, and in a prescribed order. Its use fostered and encouraged the habit of perceiving all environment in visual and spatial terms, particularly in terms of a space and of a time that are uniform, continuous, and connected. The line, that good old reliable continuum, became the organizing principle of life.
Advanced systems of so-called typesetting really get going, then I think that it would be very, very simple to, and inexpensive and quite reasonable to simply record conversation.
Yeah. With all we habitually say, I don't follow you.
They're chopping and groping. Yeah.
The new principle, how does that grab you, is a more involved, multi-sensuous approach to the problem of meaning.
As we begin, so shall we go.
Rationality and logic came to depend on the presentation of connected and sequential facts or concepts. For many people, rationality still has the connotation of uniformity and connectedness. I don't follow you means I don't think what you're saying is rational. How does that grab you?
I still don't follow you.
Indeed, even our tests for sanity often assume that the line is present in nature and must be discovered or given visual existence.
Typography cracked, the voices of silence.
Take it easy, but take it.
What has been worked over to give it a general character very, very few people can experience directly.
We are proud of our museums, where we display a way of living that we have made impossible.
The railway radically altered the personal outlooks and patterns of social interdependence. It bred and nurtured the American dream. It created totally new urban, social, and family worlds, new ways of work, new ways of management, new legislation.
Conkerdook, he'll do.
As the new electric technologies come into play, people are less and less convinced of the importance of self-expression. Teamwork succeeds private effort. Ours is the first age in which many thousands of the best trained minds have made it a full-time business to get inside the collective public mind. To get inside in order to manipulate, exploit, control.
The art of the speaker consists in compressing all of his aims into slogans.
We shape our tools, then thereafter our tools shape us.
What'll happen when intelligence is recognized as a global resource?
Hey, we're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
30 spokes are made one by holes in a hub. By vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not to use what is.
Electric circuitry is orientalizing the West. The contained, the distinct, the separate, our Western legacy, are being replaced by the flowing, the unified, the fused. We are being taken on an inner trip into our own inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own beings.
The West shall shake the East awake while you have the night for the morn.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
All media are extensions of some human faculty, psychic or physical. The wheel is an extension of the foot. The book is an extension of the eye. Clothing is an extension of the skin. Electric circuitry, the medium of our time, is an extension of the central nervous system. Media, by altering the environment, evoke in us unique ratios of sense perceptions. The extension of any one sense alters the way we think and act, the way we perceive the world, and the way we perceive our own bodies. When these ratios change, men change.
She was indignant when I suggested the use of an aphrodisiac. Why? Naturally, she considers TV a waste of time.
Come and get it!
The dominant organ of sensory and social orientation in pre-alphabet societies was the ear.
Hearing was believing.
The phonetic alphabet forced the magic world of the ear to yield to the neutral world of the eye.
Man was given an eye for an ear.
Right.
They told me to continue what I was doing and to spread joy and revolution. If I don't smoke, someone else will.
The method of the 20th century is to use not single but multiple models for experimental exploration, the technique of the suspended judgment.
We haven't heard from Benjamin Franklin in Paris this year. We should write him a letter.
Electrical information devices for universal, tyrannical, womb-to-tomb surveillance are causing a very serious dilemma between our claim to privacy and the community's need to know.
Just you and me, George.
Electric circuitry has rudely thrust us into a world that is quite unusual, quite unlike any previous world, and for which no previous model of perception will serve. The new feeling that people have about guilt is not something that can be privately assigned to some individual, but is rather something shared by everybody in some mysterious way. The old civic, state, and national groupings have become unworkable.
And if you take a sentence like "the medium is the message," which has been, you know, misunderstood, people who don't read McLuhan have got comments on McLuhan. They say, "Oh, well, of course, content is part of the message too," and they think they've said something. They haven't understood.
The medium is the message.
Well, really,
the medium is the message.
From his little office in Toronto, he's taken a whole generation by the scruff of the neck and said, "Look at this problem. Whether I irritate you into it or seduce you into it, he has just made a certain kind of awareness."
Older traditional ideas of private, isolated thoughts and actions, the patterns of mechanistic technologies, are very seriously threatened by new methods of instantaneous electric information retrieval, by the electrically computerized dossier. That one big gossip column that is unforgiving, unforgettable, and from which there is no redemption, no erasure of
early mistakes.
Ours is a brand new world of all-at-onceness. Time has ceased, space has vanished. We now live in a global village. The simultaneous happening, we're back in acoustic space. We have begun again to structure the primordial feeling, the tribal emotions from which a few centuries of literacy had divorced us. The tribalizing process, the inner trip, the depth involvement in the experience of a unified human family, that is something of which we have had no experience for many centuries. It is a process that is located so entirely in the present that it does not appear at all in the rearview mirror to which we habitually look for reassurance and nostalgic orientation. Joyce called it all space in a not shell. A not shell being an eternal present.
All rights reserved. Copyright 1967. The Idle Planet Publishing Company.
God, I'm so hungry.
In an electric information environment, minority groups can no longer be contained, ignored. Too many people know too much about each other. Our new environment compels commitment and participation. We have become irrevocably involved with and responsible for each other.
Strangers who live far off is greatly dreaded.
It is a matter of the greatest urgency that our educational institutions realize that we now have civil war. among the environments created by media other than the printed word. The classroom is now in a vital struggle for survival with the immensely persuasive outside world created by new informational media.
Schizophrenia may be a necessary consequence of literacy.
Private old laws, orders, and regulations of federal, state, county, and municipal authorities, and with any direction of any public officer or officers pursuant to law, which shall impose any duty upon landlord or tenant with respect to demise or the use of occupation thereof, including the procuring of a certificate of occupancy, semicolon, and shall not do or permit to be done any act of the officer.
Youth instinctively understands the present environment, the electric drama. It lives it mythically and in depth. This is the reason for the alienation between generations, because the older training of observation has become quite irrelevant in this new time. The older training is based on psychological responses and concepts conditioned by the former technology, mechanization.
Yes.
The major advances in civilization are processes that all but wreck the societies in which they occur.
Director says, get back in.
Okay. Back in. Back in.
Roger. We just passed on to you.
Who are you? You good enough to eat?
In the name of the Anna, the old maze foam, the ever-living, the bringer of plurabilities, hail and weary, her sing-time song, her will be run unhemmed as it is up.
Some of them look pretty good in them.
We have already reached a point where remedial control, born out of knowledge of media and their total effects on all of us, must be exerted.
Number three, right. Take two.
This is Meduin number three, take two.
Three.
Take three.
Two, this is.
Number two? All right, number two. We call the other one number two. No. All right, number two, take three.
How shall the new environment be programmed now that we have become so involved with each other? Now that all of us have become the unwitting workforce for social change.
You never knew what was coming next.
With kiss, 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 cross, cross, kiss, cross.
We are only beginning to realize what a tiny slice of human possibility we now educate. The total environment is now the great teacher. Training will be more concerned with training the senses and perceptions than with stuffing brains. Studies show a high correlation between sensory bodily development, now largely neglected, and intelligence. There's a world of difference between the modern home environment of integrated electric information and the classroom.
Britain formally applies for membership in the market. Westmoreland gets control of the pacification program in Vietnam.
We have no art. We do everything as well as we can.
A strange bond often exists among antisocial types in their power to see environments as they really are. The poet, the artist, whoever sharpens our perception tends to be antisocial, rarely well adjusted. He cannot go along with currents and trends.
People who think that because
when my act first
he's
got
explaining
on,
television,
I offered every major publishing house to do a book on anything at all.
Sing for themselves.
That's not
that
writing.
We really need
that's exploiting.
Footnotes derived from the visual arts, from graphic arts, from sound, from music.
The artist, the enema of society, points out things that many people would prefer not to notice. Art is anything you can get away with.
The envelope, please.
Next is my page 19, speech 1, innumerable confusion.
I don't think you can quite get away with that phrase. Innumerable is suggests numbers. Confusion is singular. I don't know. Do you like the phrase innumerable confusion?
Innumerable confusion. confusion.
Well, it's part of the...
It's part of what?
It's part of the confusion, sir.
Ah, okay. You're miming.
Miming over matter.
Still. Innumerable confusion and a profound feeling of despair invariably emerge in periods of great technological and cultural traditions such as our own. Our age of anxiety is in great part the result of trying to do today's job with yesterday's tools, with yesterday's concepts, with yesterday's ideals.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Don't try to stop me. I'm leaving.
The young person today is a data processor on a very large scale.
Don't desert them now, Evelyn. As much as I
love. In the beginning, we're always there. Before the beginning and after the end.
Desire is there, as it might, my dear, but I must pull myself from your arms.
Don't, darling.
Duty.
Sheep who die silently are no use as victims.
Nose counting, a cherished part of the 18th century fragmentation process, has rapidly become a cumbersome and ineffectual form of social assessment in an environment of instant electric speed.
I've left my
the public, in the sense of a great consensus of separate and distinct viewpoints, is finished.
I must have been delirious, for I even sought amusement in speculating upon the relative velocities of their several descents toward the foam below.
Unhappily, we confront this new situation with an enormous backlog of outdated mental and psychological responses. The new electric drama has left us dangling. Our most impressive words and thoughts betray us. They refer us only to the past, not to the present.
A mother, father, two children, and an anthropologist.
What's the definition of an Eskimo family?
No.
We are back once more in the age of the hunter. This time, the hunter is a fact finder and a researcher and a discoverer.
In the study of ideas, it is necessary to remember that insistence on hard-headed clarity is
together sequentially, but not necessarily in just one straight line across a wall.
Insistence on clarity at all costs is based on sheer superstition as to the mode in which human intelligence functions. Our reasonings grasp at straws and the premises float on gossamer.
And then if you hang it up...
The meaning of meaning...
The young today reject goals...
...is meaning.
The young want rules...
We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools shape us.
Today's child is growing up absurd because he lives in two worlds, and neither of them inclines him to grow up.
Compartmentalization of occupation.
Yeah, I know. Learning, the educational process, has long been associated only with the glum.
Silence is the unintended sounds of our environment.
Amy Berber. Wow, Brody. He has proved himself, for he is alive.
No comment.
Robert Oppenheimer was fond of saying, there are children playing in the street who could solve some of my top problems in physics because they have modes of perception that I lost long ago.
Yeah,
throughout the world, whether we like it or...
No!
The new electronic interdependence recreates the world in the image of a global village. Lucky cocks for whom the audible, visible, noticeable, edible world.
And all's well?
The new modes of instantaneous long-distance human communication, radio, telephone, television, are linking the world's peoples in a vast net of electric circuitry that creates new depth and breadth of personal involvement in events and breaks down the old traditional boundaries that make specialization possible. As the audience becomes a participant in the total electric drama, the classroom can become a scene in which the audience performs an enormous amount of work.
All dictators inflating bureaucracy do it with the cry,
"Down with bureaucracy!"
Personal freedom consists largely in having a defense against questions.
The emphasis on yesterday's.
Politics offers yesterday's answers to today's questions. The total environment is now the great teacher.
I have a friend. Every time she sees an empty telephone booth, she ducks in to make a call.
Even science fiction is now very far behind what's actually happening. It may very well be that in our conscious inner lives, the interplay among our senses is what constitutes our sense of touch. Perhaps touch is not just skin contact with things, but the very life and encounter of things in the mind. Without an understanding of media grammars, we cannot hope to achieve a contemporary awareness of the world in which we live. Our very concepts of media analysis are literary, limited to content analysis and unrelated to the new configurations of electronic media. Our sensory levels have already changed drastically since television. The visual component in our lives has dropped dramatically. The visceral, proprioceptive, kinetic, and auditory modes of response have risen to compensate. This sensory shift has forced us to reevaluate practically every thought, every action, and every institution formerly taken for granted.
You mean life isn't a fountain?
Rattle on ya.
Education must shift from instruction, from the imposing of stencils on brain pans, as it were, to discovery, to probing and exploring, and to the recognition of the language of forms. We have now to accept the fact and responsibility that the entire human environment is an artifact, an art form, something that can be staged and manipulated like showbiz.
Now, some of them in him.
Jobs represent a relatively recent pattern of work organization. From the 15th to the 17th centuries, there is a steady progress of fragmentation of the stages of work that constitute mechanization and specialism. These procedures cannot serve for survival or sanity in this new time. Unhappily,
I done me best when I was lad.
Many well-intentioned political reform programs that aim at the alleviation of suffering caused by unemployment betray an ignorance of the true nature of media influence.
Electronic production reaches full potential, it will be just about as cheap to turn out a million differing objects as a million exact duplicates. And the only limits on production and consumption will be the human imagination. Unhappily, many well-intentioned political reform programs that aim at the alleviation of suffering caused by unemployment betray an ignorance through media in.
Technology in the world. Its educational and industrial establishments, built by print and methods derived from print, are vast and pervasive.
Quote.
Backward countries
close, quote.
Now have a huge advantage over us. We now stand in relation to electronic technology much as we once stood in relation to print technology. What we plan to do or can do to brainwash ourselves of this obsolete inheritance has yet to be faced. As design and communications mold the environment, so they shape human perceptions, which, processed at speeds consistent with electronic information movement, induce changes in human institutions at a rate that, for the first time in human history, makes change perceptible.
Life.
And addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
We shape up!
Who are you? Said the caterpillar.
Improbable,
but I think
inevitable.
I must have been changed several times since then.
We did in clusters.
We have no arm.
This thing on.
What'll happen when intelligence is recognized?
Drop this jiggery part.
Okay, Professor McClure, let's take it from the top.
Ray!
Well, there you have it. The medium is the massage with Marshall McLuhan, written by Marshall McLuhan, Quentin Fior, Jerome Angel. It takes us all the way back to 1969 on Columbia Records. Very, very rare stuff there. Fantastic audio accompaniment to The Medium is the Massage book by Mr. Marshall McLuhan, clearly one of Canada's greatest minds. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to move into some more kind of vinyl territory now. Something brand new to us from the Victo Records label. The Victo Records label is the subsidiary record label from the Victoriaville Music Festival that happens every spring in Victoriaville, Quebec. Always interesting, always avant-garde all the time. We have Mr. Martin Tetrol with Kid Koala. Album is called Phono Victo. This is their performance back on the 21st of May, 2005. The liner notes go on that written by Martin Tetrol says, finally, after several attempts, the meeting with Kid Koala took place thanks to an invitation from the Festival Victoriaville and Michael Levasseur. We first met at Eric's place. First realization, we have roughly the same number of records and we organize them in the same way, not by name, genre, or style, but by instrument. For example, in the piano section, Liberace is brushing elbows with Cecil Taylor. This is Martin Tetrol and Kid Koala, Phono Victo on A Noise. Thank you.
What sounds stereophonically recorded that we think will enchant you. Familiar sounds in most cases. Sounds that you'll enjoy. There's some music involved a little later, but that's not exactly what we're doing for the moment. We want to appeal to your senses. We're a cinch to appeal to your ears, but I have a feeling that we'll appeal to your eyes too, because you'll be trying to see the sounds that you're hearing so clearly. In fact, you might as well close your eyes during the first few seconds of this one, or you'll go crazy trying to see these indoor sportsmen.
Take another situation. What if you're conducting a disc jockey program and you're playing records on two turntables and accidentally introduce one record and suddenly notice that the other record is about to be played? What do you do? Don't say, "Oh, I made a mistake," or "Oh, I mean such and such." Errors like this must be handled smoothly. This is the mark of a professional. You can handle this by saying, "Here's number 10 on this week's Big Top 40. Park Davis's real big one, I Love You." At this point, you suddenly see the 40. Park Davis's real big one, I Love You. I Love You. I Love You. I Love You. At this point, you suddenly see that the wrong record is about to play. So you adjust yourself and add, "But before we play big number 10 for the week, here's lovely Helen Francis with her offering of More Than You Know." There are other ways of handling the situation. You could say, "While we're waiting for the orchestra to tune up for Mr. Davis, let's hear Helen Francis's More Than You Know."
Jockey show with
actually,
all the modern
you can say any number
today's
of things,
exciting
but the
point radio.
Is not to be
the
caught
popular
in
music,
mistake,
the great record stars, and even the station jingles
purpose.
And commercials.
It is good
There's
practice
one
to write out four
missing.
Or five different
That's
phrases to cover this
himself.
Situation.
That's
and practice
you.
Them so that you do not stumble over the right word when the situation comes up. Another situation that can come up on a musical program is that you're about to play a Bobby Freeman 45 RIR chord for the turntable section.
Now take a listen to this sound. That's the sound cue referred to in your scripts. When you hear this sound, that's your signal to start talking unless otherwise directed by the script. Now, here's a demonstration show, which we hope will help you do your show, which is on the other side of this album. As you do your show, if there's any question, just turn the record over and see how we did it. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Exquisite Chorus with DJ Lee.
Oh.
Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9. Radio way outside the margins.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Radio is biased. I mean, that doesn't bite. On CITR 101.9, Vancouver. Thanks for listening.
Yes, my audio art partner in crime, my brother from another mother, Bleak Sweeney, with Exquisite Corpse every Thursday from 7:30 to 9. By the way, if you're a Wire fan at all, the fan of the band Wire, tune into Exquisite Corpse the next 2 weeks. Bleak is going to be focusing on Wire and all of their related side projects, namely Bruce Gilbert and, of course, Dome and stuff. Check it out Thursdays, 7:30 to 9 p.m. here on the Almighty CITR, which what you're listening to. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we have some uninterrupted jams. 2 o'clock, we have Democracy Now! 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Agogo with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, hosted by sister station CJLY. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the best in CanCon. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia, and then 11 o'clock, my man Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. More noise coming up here. Cranky Records, great reliable label out of Chicago, have reissued their very, very first album they ever released by a band by the name of Le Bradford. Now, Le Bradford were always very kind of hard to pigeonhole. They were, it's, as they say on the comment page here, too downbeat to be new age stir pudding, too engrossing to be ambient, too beatless to be anything like rock. It is a rare avis, a new kind of music made with old tools. Parazian is the name of the LP. It's available now in regular record stores, but it goes all the way back to 1993. This is a really, really great, dense piece by Le Bradford called Experience the Gated Oscillator. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. We're listening to something right now from our friends out of Santa Susana, California. They're called Dog. They generally tend to send us a CD about once every 3 or 4 months. Prolific guys. They seem to like CITR, and I certainly love playing their stuff. This is called Cement Caskets, of their newest one, Spiritual Awakening. If you're interested, check them out at www.loveearthmusic.com, all one word. Before that, we heard The Dense Ferocity of Le Bradford, all the way back to 1993. Brand new reissued album out of Cranky Records. Praise is on LP, it's called Cranky 001. You can check them out at cranky.net, Cranky with a K. We're going to be wrapping up here. And it's been a pretty mellow show, so we're going to continue along with the mellowness with the Nurse with Wound list. That's how we finish every single show. As you always know, Stephen Stapleton from Nurse with Wound, 1980, released their very first album, released 300 band names on the back of their first album, making record aficionados scramble around and try to find some of the weirdest and wonderful vinyl on this planet. We're going to hear something by Algena Stradgard, great Swedish prog psych band from 1972. Algena Stradgard means Garden of the Elks, so the album says. And this is a lovely little track entitled 2 hours over two blue mountains with a cuckoo on each side of the hours that is. Figure that one out. I'm going to leave you with that, and thanks for listening. Until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Consider art?
Oh, I got a good answer for that. And I've thought about this for years. My definition of art is anything that anyone creates that invokes a reaction from someone else, even an animal. That's art.
Population of Noise presents Symphonies of Time, a series of music and visual performance works on November 14th and 15th at Vivo Media Arts Center, 1965 Main Street, Vancouver. Wednesday, November 14th, enter the acoustic, ambient world of Tim Gerwing and spacey guitar loops and sequenced soundscapes of Anomalous Disturbances.